Welcome back to the Evan Bray Show. I am Tamara Cherry in for Evan all week as he enjoys some much-deserved time off. Well, as of October 1st, new legislation under the Legal Profession Act officially took effect. What does it do? Well, it allows qualified non-lawyers to offer certain legal services in Saskatchewan, things like uncontested divorces, small claims, wills, estates, and some corporate services. So this move hopes to expand access and affordability, especially for low-income families. Joining us live in studio to break it all down is Michelle Linklater, a family law and mediation service provider and one of the first applicants for a limited scope legal services license under this legislation. Michelle, welcome to the Evan Bray Show.
Well, thank you. And I just have to say, this show has impacted and helped my family in so many ways over the years. And I just can't express to you enough how grateful I am. And I feel today allows me an opportunity to give back to the people in Saskatchewan. So thank you for inviting me to be on your show.
Wow, that's really powerful stuff, Michelle. And I'll pass your sentiments on to Evan, who we hope is not listening to the radio on his week off this week. But that's incredible. Okay, limited scope legal services license. That is a mouthful. What are we talking about here?
Right. So I'm excited to be a part of essentially making new law in our province. So a limited licensee is someone who's been granted a limited license to practice law that is restricted to specific areas of practice reflecting their education, their training, and experience relevant to delivery of legal services. So depending on their license, they can provide advice and negotiate with respect to legal rights and responsibilities, draft or complete legal documents, represent people at an administrative tribunal or provincial court. And the Law Society regulates the legal profession in the public interest. So I have to prove that I am suitable to practice law in the area of family law that I'm going to be licensed for.
Is this similar to, like, I spent a lot of my adult years in Ontario, and there are licensed, regulated paralegals there. Is this, who do things, especially a lot of things in traffic court, in, housing tribunal type things. Would this be sort of similar to that regulatory body that exists in Ontario and in other jurisdictions?
So I don't know much about Ontario, but I have heard, paralegals having opportunity to practice law. And so in Saskatchewan here, I was part of this pilot project and part of the working team to help, regulate and bring in those rules and see, part of the pilot is what's working and what's not. So I can, under my limited license that I've applied for, I can offer family law services, limited to separation agreements, uncontested or joint divorces and parenting arrangements. I've also asked to be included in their prenuptials or cohabitation agreements, wills and estates. But there's each person or applicant has asked for a special license to deliver in their related field.
Mm. So what other fields would also be included in here that you aren't necessarily including in your services?
Sure. So I have that list here, which you can find on the Law Society of Saskatchewan website. So it says, at present, limited licensees can help people in Saskatchewan with the following permitted services. Cases before administrative tribunals and provincial courts, such as small claims, traffic matters, and summary conviction matters under the criminal code. Future planning services, limited to wills, powers of attorney, guardianship, and health care directives. Administration of estates not exceeding $25,000. Limited corporate legal services, contracts and land title transfers and interest registrations and discharges and preparing for self-representation in court.
Wow. That's a pretty extensive list. Criminal court in there. We've got Did I hear like real estate administration of estates? That's different. But like a real estate transaction, you could potentially hire somebody under this new legislation, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
So can you give me an idea then? And I'm just going to reintroduce you quickly for anybody
sure.
who's just joining us. But Michelle Linklater is a family law and mediation service provider and a limited scope legal services license E applicant. Oh my gosh. Talk about a mouthful, Michelle. Who has been working on this pilot project under the Legal Profession Act that will essentially allow you, dear listener, to hire somebody that's not a lawyer to do legal things. So Michelle, give me a sense of how much money somebody could save. For example, like you said that you offer, family law services limited to separation agreements, uncontested divorce and parenting agreements, that sort of thing. So if there's somebody who's going through an uncontested divorce, how much money would they save going to you versus going to, I'm sorry, lawyers who are listening, a fully licensed lawyer?
In my opinion, considerable. Because my services, you know, if you're coming to me looking for an uncontested divorce and you've got property divided or it's not divided, you know, I can help you through that process. So my uncontested divorces are anywhere from $650 to $850. And then you have the court filing fees, which the court is going to charge you $300 for the petition and $95 for the judgment. So when I worked in a law firm, you often would see anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 for that same service. And then my separation agreements that I draft, I also, you know, am under the same fee structure, $650 to $850. And why there's a difference there, it really depends on how complicated that is. You know, is there property to divide? Is there children? And when a separation agreement is being drafted, if there is property to be divided, it does require to seek independent legal advice. Now, we do have problems with people who are self-representing. They draft up these agreements on their own and they're signing it, or they go to a notary and then later they find out, you know, it might have some implications in being able to hold up in court. You know, someone says, hey, I've changed my mind, or, you know, that's really, I didn't have independent legal advice. And then we're in a big kerfuffle about what validity are we going to give to that agreement.
Thank you for using the word kerfuffle. I thought that was something only my family said, and I'm so happy to bring it to Saskatchewan radio listeners. Okay, so what do you see for this moving forward? I mean, I know that this is just rolled out as of October 1st, but everything that you've been involved with up until this point, what do you see on the horizon for this program?
I believe, like right now, there's 23 people that are sitting on this list that, you know, have the ability to apply for a license, whether they're granted or not, I'm not sure. But 23 people, I still consider that to be a pretty limited list. Mm. So hopefully, you know, as this rolls out and plays more and people see that we have the qualifications and the ability to offer services, that we see more people wanting to apply to see if they could also receive a license. So my opinion is that we have the people in our province that can provide the services, but we fall short on making it an affordable option to people. So we have, you know, people that, you know, can use legal aid, depending on their income. And then we have people that can afford a lawyer. But then we have this gap. You know, yeah. What do those people that, you know, can't qualify for legal aid, but yet don't have the money, or they're just not wanting to go that direction because they want to essentially keep that money in their own family and their household. So let me break that down a little bit more. When people are, you know, needing the assistance of the court, as of July 1st, 2022, in all Saskatchewan court jurisdictions, family law matters that come to family court will be required to attempt a family dispute resolution process, like mediation, before they may continue with any further court proceedings. Now, there are some areas where people can apply for an exemption, but from my understanding, that is quite limited. So those are the days where people are like, I'm taking you to court and I'm going to go get my lawyer and my lawyer is going to take you to court. And so I don't think our province has done a very fantastic job, to be honest, in delivering that message to the people. Because when people are coming to me, I'm still seeing where they've paid large sums of money to their lawyer. And then they come to me and they're like, well, what's this? Like, why do I have to do this now? Like, if I would have known this, and why haven't my lawyer done this, or why my lawyer haven't done that? But in all fairness, we do need lawyers. You know, but our legal system, our court system is so jam-packed and backlogged that even if you get that day in court and you're like, yep, I'm in court, I'm going to get a decision today, and, you know, this is all going to end for me. It's not like that. The judges most often reserve their decisions. And I've had, you know, people wait 10 months for a decision. You know, for instance, of, you know, child support. Well, that's a long time.
Time to be waiting for money. Michelle, what should the, we just got a minute or so left here, but what should the government, what role should the government be playing in this?
What role? Well, I think they should be looking at to making access to justice more affordable in to families. And I don't think it's only through this project. I think we can come up with some other creative ways and solutions, you know, to maybe utilize our lawyers to be able to deliver more affordable services to people in Saskatchewan.
Do you plan on taking on like the a politics portfolio as well, in addition to all the other work that you're doing right now?
Well, I am in the process of trying to make changes to the Family Property Act. And I have spoken with Vicky Mowat, the deputy leader of Saskatchewan NDP, and she is getting in touch with Nicole Sauer, the shadow minister for justice, opposition critic for justice. So, and why I'm doing this is because through my work, when people are coming to me, I'm seeing problems, and we are having people now that, because they can't afford lawyers, that they are self-representing. And I don't know about you, but when I went to university, I had to like get Coles Notes version. And so I'm like sometimes needing the Coles Notes version for the Family Property Act. And BC has, I think, done a much better rolling out, you know, the language and the wording of, you know, the family
property. Making it more accessible.
Yes. And, you know, in particular, like where, you know, I want to make the changes is inheritances and, the family home. So if you are, you know, lots of our families now are getting married, you know, later years in life, or they're getting married for a second or third time. And so they come to the relationship acquiring more property. And so I think we need to do a better job in recognizing what they had before, and in inheritance, how we deliver that inheritance or divide it.
Yeah, get things up to date. All right, Michelle Linklater, family law and mediation service provider and a limited scope legal services licensee applicant under this new legislation under the Legal Profession Act. Really interesting stuff, Michelle. Thank you so much for your time and for your insights on this.
Let's not forget to if people are looking for me, my company name is Easy Divorce Separation Mediation Services.
There you go.
And I am a virtual service provider, so I will meet you in the comfort of your own home. You do not need to come see me. I'm going to try my best to work out an agreement that works for you and your family and keep you out of court.
Nice. Good. Look at that. You, if you can advocate for your clients like you just advocated for yourself there,
people are in good hands, Michelle.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay, have an awesome day. Thanks for joining the Evan Bray Show. We'll have more coming up here after the break on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.